This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the next Todd Wright Tour event. Todd Wright Tour XIX, our 19th event, will be May 4th at Wentworth Golf Club, the first foursome purchase for that event, purchased by Brandon Legal Group. When you even call them at 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, the first words you hear are full service law firm. So I know for many of you, when you have a legal issue, your first question is, well, where can I go that specializes in? You don't need to ask that question when it comes to Brandon Legal Group. Full service law firm. And you do not need to have your legal issue or be a resident of Brandon, Florida, to reach out to Brandon Legal Group. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. The pre-sale is underway. Not yet on sale to the public, but the pre-sale is underway for the next Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. If you'd like to get in on the pre-sale, just email me and ask me. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. All right. Some of you wanted the podcast with my thoughts on what Jason Witten and Todd Wright have in common. Answer, we both love the Cowboys, and we both cannot do broadcasts with Anthony McFarlane. That podcast is coming, but not today. It is Thursday afternoon, and I just got back from a very unique press conference at Raymond James Stadium here in my home of Tampa, Florida. Now, throughout my life, especially with 17 years of national radio experience, both prior to that and after that, I've been to my share of press conferences. And as a huge fan and friend of the wonderful Chris Thomas, former Channel 8 sports personality, and I listen to him every day from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on my then affiliate station here in Tampa, 620 WDAE, now 95.3 FM. Chris talked about how he didn't need to go to press conferences anymore. And actually, one of the last ones he went to was when the Glazers dumped Tony Dungy, and Chris busted them on an outright lie, and then Chris got ripped for it by, ironically, one of our other colleagues in the business as grandstanding. But Chris made the point, said not much comes out of press conferences, and for the most part, he's right. For example, does anything come out of a Bill Belichick press conference? Does anything come out of a Nick Saban press conference? Now, Nick goes in with a game plan of something he's going to rip or bring up, or he's got an agenda. So that's kind of a new twist on these pressers, is that to get away from answering real questions, the people in the press conference go in with an agenda to talk about what they want to talk about. So that's a newer thing. But in general, press conferences do very little. Even press conferences that announce the new head coach, the new draft pick, it's all the same shit. It really is. Very little comes out of it of any significance. But I had never been to a WWE press conference to announce a WrestleMania, which is coming to Tampa Bay April 5th, 2020. This had been talked about for some time. Rob Higgins, I'm a huge fan, and the Tampa Bay Sports Commission had bid on it basically since the Sports Commission existed, had seen it go multiple times to Orlando and even once to Miami and not to Tampa Bay. So I went to this one today, and I'm glad I did. More than anything else, to be in the room with a lot of good people, a lot of interesting people, not only WWE people, both people you see on camera and people behind the scenes with the WWE, but key local people when it comes to promoting our area from the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, from the Tampa Sports Authority, from the Buccaneers, from Amalie Arena and the Tampa Bay Lightning, from the Visit Tampa Bay organization. And I'm sure there are a couple that I'm ultimately leaving out. I need to do more of these things. I really do. Because, first of all, I like knowing these people. And it's nice when they shake my hand and they know who I am. And they ask about something. And sometimes it's just people in local organizing committee or what have you. It was very enjoyable today. I'm glad I went. Beyond that, I did get a pick with Sasha Banks, one of the women's tag team champions. You can check out some of my pictures. Either follow me on Instagram, at Todd Wright Golf, TODDWRIGHTGOLF, at Todd Wright Golf. I put up a bunch of WrestleMania announcement pictures from there today. Let's see. I mean, Sasha was the big one for me. Bailey was there. Natalya was there. Charlotte was there. Charlotte's big. Also, for those of you that follow wrestling, Bailey's buff. Bailey looks small to me on TV. I've always kind of wondered, like, when she wrestles, well, Nia Jax is about as big as Tyron Smith of the Cowboys, but Bailey, I wouldn't want to fight Bailey. No way. She's buff. She's cut. Charlotte, an enormous presence. Charlotte seemed to appreciate my question in one-on-ones, considering I was one of many who proudly were at WrestleMania 24, where we knew it was her dad's last match. Dad just turned 70. I was always a Flair fan more than any other of that genre at that time. And she said she wasn't really into what Dad did that much until, you know, the whole family was in the front row for that, his last match, when he lost to the Heartbreak Kid. We all knew he was going to lose. But that's one of those where all of us who are Flair fans, and I'm sure his family, wanted to be there. So I talked to Charlotte about that. I talked to Roman Reigns a little bit. Roman's been through quite a battle health-wise. He just got back into the WWE. But Roman was there today. Roman looked good. Roman was very patient in speaking to, because you get at some of these things. You have people like me who have followed the brand for some time and actively watch the Raw, the SmackDown, some of the pay-per-views. I don't watch every minute of every show. I don't. I don't have the time. Raw's a three-hour show. I don't have the patience. That's why I record it, fast-forward through some things I don't want to watch. But Roman was very good, especially with the media that kind of have no clue how this all works, but they hear it's a big deal that the event is coming to the Tampa Bay area. And look, I know many of you who listen to this podcast listen to it. I know from the fantasy football podcast, some of the results once we were downloaded in about 17 different countries. And the WWE is quite the global brand as well. You know, I was at WrestleMania X7. At the Houston Astrodome. Best tagline for a WrestleMania: Houston, you have a problem. It was Stone Cold against The Rock. Then I, as I just mentioned, I was at WrestleMania 24, primarily because I knew it would be Ric Flair's last match. There were other fun events in that WrestleMania. So WrestleMania 36, they don't incorporate the numbers into the logo anymore. I kind of liked when they did, especially with X7, X8, X9. They went through that series, but the logo's excellent. And I posted the WrestleMania logo for Tampa Bay online. And whether you're a Buccaneer fan or resident of the city of Tampa or not, that's it. I actually talked to Stephanie McMahon. I have audio of it. I'm trying to figure out how to post it on Instagram. I'm not good at these things. I talked to Stephanie McMahon about the logo. I said, this logo, all over the place, I said, is this the one you're all going to be pointing at from Royal Rumble on the road to the WrestleMania? She's like, yeah, it's this one. It's a good logo. It's a really good WrestleMania logo. We're basically take the instead of the Buccaneer logo on the tattered flag on the cutlass, end of the cutlass, it's the WWE logo. And then WrestleMania wraps on like sort of like a scroll or a cloth. I don't really know what the official term is, but good looking logo. I have it up on my Instagram page at Todd Wright Golf, or just follow me on Facebook. It's just my name, Todd Wright. Just find Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I'll be happy to add you on Facebook. But who else was there today? So Stephanie McMahon was there today. Triple H was there. The chairman. All right. Let me talk about who I was disappointed wasn't there. The chairman wasn't there. Vince McMahon was not in attendance. Cena wasn't there. And granted, Cena's not very visible with the company these days. But he's local. He made an appearance at a dark holiday show in Tampa back on like December 30th in a match against The Miz. The Miz wasn't there. Now, look, they're not going to have everybody there. So they had more than I thought, but just some of the personalities I like that weren't there. Titus O'Neil was there. He's local. He does so much for local charities and local kids. Roman Reigns was going out of his way to talk about visiting kids with pediatric cancer as part of coming here for WrestleMania. And for those of you who say, first of all, there are some of you who don't want any part of this. I get that. I do. But then there are others who say, okay, I don't want any part of this, but why is this a big deal? Okay, fair question, because at least you want to know why this is significant. Why Rob Higgins of the Tampa Bay Sports Connection, that's the old Bay News 9 show with Rock Riley, who was there today, by the way. Why is this significant? Why does Rob Higgins waste, some of you are saying, why would Rob Higgins, who brings Super Bowls and Final Fours and college football playoff national title games to Tampa, why would Rob Higgins every year put in bids for WrestleMania? Well, first of all, it's not a one-day event. Sure, WrestleMania itself will be on Sunday, April 5th, and it's a long show. And, you know, people who go will go to the stadium, I don't know, they'll tailgating and otherwise, 4 or 5 o'clock. Matches will start around 7 and roughly 11:30. I mean, it's a long day. But it's not just that. The WWE does their Hall of Fame induction, and that will be at Amalie Arena. They do that, I believe, the night before WrestleMania, and that's a dress-up formal event. And then Raw and SmackDown both follow, I believe. I know Raw will. SmackDown, they could take up the road to Orlando, but Raw, I'm sure, will be at Amalie Arena on the Monday that follows, if not SmackDown as well. That's a potential of 3 events over 4 nights for Amalie Arena. You're saying, well, does this mean the Lightning? No. Amalie Arena isn't on it. It's not like anything. It's before the Stanley Cup playoffs. So if you're a Lightning fan worried about a conflict, don't. They've already got it worked. They're already going to work it out. So don't worry about that. And then I'm told the Tampa Convention Center will likely host WrestleMania Access, which is this, I believe it's a 4-day event. I think it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where it's an inexpensive ticket, and it's like a convention. And you go in, and there are opportunities to meet, take pictures with, get autographs from. It's more the picture now than the autograph. Various WWE superstars. There's all sorts of things around. It's the equivalent of the NFL experience. If you've done that and been, you know, in a Super Bowl city. So really, everything kind of starts, and they have done a golf tournament, which I need to get in on. Let's say everything starts with Access on Thursday, and then they go through SmackDown at Amalie Arena on Tuesday. That's almost a full week. And There will be, look, there'll be a lot of locals who go to this, but there will be people who come from out of town, who spend various nights in hotels, who spend money in bars and restaurants. And, you know, these economic impact numbers, I agree, they are inflated. It's the equivalent of when you hear about an NFL contract and you hear one number, but the guaranteed money is another number. It's the same with economic impact. They'll say the economic impact of hosting a WrestleMania is $100 to $175 million. It's probably a little less than that. Okay, so let's say it's a third of the low end. Let's just say that. Fine. It's $33 million coming into a city to businesses and merchants, etc. That's why getting events like this, especially ones that just aren't one night only, are a big deal, and why I admire Rob Higgins and the Tampa Bay Sports Commission. Also, it's very interesting to go to events like this, where, you know, it's not a live TV show, so they're out of personality. They're just being themselves, and clearly, they're trying to sell you on the event, but they can just be normal rather than flipping the switch. And, you know, I never want to call these personalities actors, but there is a degree of that that goes into it. Some can do it. Some can't. Some can just wrestle, sort of, Brock Lesnar. He doesn't have to talk because he has Paul Heyman. There's conversation that if Ronda Rousey is going to stick around, Paul Heyman needs to be assigned to Ronda Rousey so Ronda doesn't have to talk anymore. Because much like when Ronda, and she did do a Fast and Furious movie, and I think she might have done one more, but when Ronda did her auditions for these movies, they didn't work. Which is why she's gone into WWE, because there really wasn't going to be a TV or a movie career there. She can't do it. And she's not very good doing live promos for WWE. But all the people who were there today, Natalya, Sasha, Bayley, Titus, some spoke at the press conference. Others just talked to you, just walk up and talk to them. Triple H, Stephanie, Charlotte, Roman, I think that's pretty much the list. And all these, and then there were officials from the WWE, from the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, etc. It was a cool thing for me as a longtime wrestling fan to go to, and I thought I'd share some details with it in the podcast. And again, I posted a bunch of pictures on my Instagram page at Todd Wright Golf, or just ask to follow me on Facebook, just, you know, Todd Wright, and there, I'm sure, are other Todd Wrights out there, but just find the one in Tampa with golf photos, and that's me. Trying to think of anything else interesting that came out of when I asked Stephanie McMahon if the pirate ship, which even Super Bowls use the pirate ship, I believe one year CBS did a Super Bowl at Raymond James Stadium, and they positioned their studio show, pregame, halftime, etc., on the pirate ship. When that was initially built, there was some thought that the pirate ship would either be removed for big events like that or covered up somehow with seats. They don't. All these big events incorporate it. They, college football playoff didn't obscure it or anything. So one of the neat things WWE does is they build a big stage and entrance area, and often for WrestleMania, there are all these other things around the theme. And Stephanie, and I asked Stephanie about the pirate ship, and she said basically, yeah, it will be used. So it could be used in an entrance. You know, the logo clearly has a pirate type theme, which is connected to the city of Tampa through Gasparilla, the Buccaneers. And so they're going to use that. So that'll be there as well. Who knows? Maybe they'll throw a Spanish announce table up on the pirate ship, and have a false count anywhere match go up there to break the Spanish announce table. All right, just wanted to share the details of the WrestleMania Tampa Bay 2020 press conference I attended in this edition of the podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Remember, the podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And you can reach them at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. If you'd like pre-sale information on the next golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour 19, there's been, as of, okay, so they just announced WrestleMania 36 in Tampa. My next golf tournament is Todd Wright Tour 19. I got a little ways to go, but I'm catching up. If you'd like to play in Todd Wright Tour 19 or just want to know details about a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.